Welcome, and thank you for standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. All participants are in a listen-only mode for the duration of today's call. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Chairwoman Gladys Dutrieu. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this 16th meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us today for this meeting by phone. And when I call your name, please acknowledge your presence. Commissioner Ralph Unora?
Present.
Vice Chairman John Coleman?
Present.
And as the chair, I am present as well. So we have a quorum to begin our meeting. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There's no opportunity for the public to address the commission at these public meetings. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the commission's website later today. So moving to the first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of October 7, 2021, and I'm going to recognize Commissioner Unora, who is the editor of the minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I review the minutes of the October 7, 2021 public meeting and move that they be approved as submitted. Thank you.
Thank you. You've heard the motion of Commissioner Unora. Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Coleman. Any discussion or any objections to the approval of the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved as submitted. And I will turn it over to our Secretary, Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through today's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Madam Chairman and Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices offer the following agenda items for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one. It is recommended by Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page one, beginning with the audit report of the PECO Energy Company Electric Division, and continuing and ending the omnibus on page two with the Management Efficiency Investigation Report of the Pike County Light and Power Company and Leather Stocking Gas Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page three. And matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page three, beginning with the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Joshua Nolder, trading as Nolder Trucking, and ending the omnibus with the informal investigation by the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Energy Transfer Company doing business as ETC Northeast Pipeline, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page four, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of Megan Flynn et al. Versus Sunoco Pipeline, LP.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? I do have a statement to be placed on the record, and I ask that it be spread upon the record as if I read it in its entirety. This matter involves the consolidated formal complaints filed by the Flynn complainants and the Andover Homeowners Association, Inc., comprised of residents in Chester and Delaware counties regarding Sunoco's Mariner East ME1, Mariner East 2, and which is referred to as ME2, and Mariner East 2X pipeline projects. The complainants opposed the operation and or construction associated with Sunoco's ME1, ME2, and ME2X, and argue that Sunoco's transport of highly volatile liquids presents an unacceptable risk to life and property. The complainants asked the Commission to direct, among other things, that Sunoco cease operation of its ME1 pipeline immediately and to prohibit operation of an ME2 and ME2X workaround pipeline, or in the alternative, asked that the Commission direct the company to take certain action to protect public safety. The Administrative Law Judge's April 12, 2021, initial decision did not direct that Sunoco cease operation of the ME1 pipeline project. However, the ALJ, pursuant to the utility's duty to provide adequate, safe, and reasonable service and facilities under Section 1501 of the Public Utility Code, directed that Sunoco take certain actions to protect public safety. Before us for consideration and disposition are the exceptions filed to the initial decision. I believe that the initial decision provides reasonable directives that, if properly implemented, will improve communications between Sunoco and the public as well as improve public safety. While not a complete list of the ALJ's directives to Sunoco, the following do bear highlighting. Sunoco shall supplement the material content of public awareness, public official and emergency responders, safety pamphlets or mailers for Delaware and Chester counties to include information regarding potential hazards adverse to consequences associated with the release of HBLs. Supplement emergency contact lists for the Delaware and Chester counties. Share the results pursuant to any non-disclosure agreements of various inspection reports of assessing the condition of its pipelines located in East Goshen Township or Middletown Township annually or more frequently if there are construction and subsidence events occurring along the operator's right-of-way in these townships. Give advance notification prior to proposed excavation on the pipeline system in all municipalities of Delaware and Chester County. Contact the Westchester, Twin Valley, Downingtown area, and Rose Tree Media school districts within 30 days to schedule public awareness meetings to discuss additional communications and trainings. Conduct a depth of cover and distance between other underground pipeline structures. Survey pursuant to existing company procedures regarding ME1 and the 12-inch workaround pipelines. Sunoco is directed to bury its Mariner East 1 and 12-inch pipelines following its standard operating procedure such that the depth of cover is appropriate and such that spacing is in conformity with at least 12 inches separation from other underground pipelines or utility structures unless the operator can show it is providing adequate corrosion control in these areas where the pipes are less than 12 inches apart. And finally, file a report certifying whether Mariner East 1 and the 12-inch workaround pipeline within Chester and Delaware counties are buried in conformity with federal pipeline safety regulations. The report shall contain a corrective action plan to remedy any situations where there is lack of required cover and or proper distancing. This report shall be filed within 120 days and annually for 3 years. The ALJ referred the complainant's request for an odorant dye additive and a mass warning system to the Commission's hazardous liquids rulemaking proceeding at L-2019-3010267. I believe that the ALJ's initial decision is supported by the record by Section 1501 of the Public Utility Code, as well as by federal pipeline safety law. As such, I agree with the exceptions contesting the directives contained in the initial decision should be denied. I know that was a long statement, but I do appreciate your patience. Any further discussion on this matter? Hearing none. On the matter, as provided, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Continuing at the bottom of page 4, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page 4, the investigation by the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Green Mountain Energy Company, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 5, both items on page 6, all three items on page 7, all three items on page 8, and both items on page 9, ending the omnibus with the motor carrier application of CH's service provider, Erie.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman's moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 10, in matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 10, beginning with the application of the NEM group, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 11, all three items on page 12, all three items on page 13, and ending the omnibus at the top of page 14 with the application of Aqua Pennsylvania wastewater.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Continuing on page 14, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the application filed by Service Electric Cable TV Incorporated.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Chairman, this is Vice Chairman Coleman. I do have a motion on this matter.
Vice Chairman Coleman.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to ask that my motion be entered in the record as though I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission for Disposition is the application of Service Electric Cable TV, Inc. for a Certificate of Public Convenience, or CPC, to operate as a competitive local exchange carrier in Pennsylvania. Based on its application, Service Electric is a provider of fixed interconnected voice over internet protocol service, or VoIP service. The threshold question presented by this application is whether the Commission can grant a CPC to Service Electric based on the status of the provider of interconnected VoIP service. To answer this threshold question, we must first determine whether Service Electric is a public utility under Pennsylvania law. If not, the Commission cannot grant it a CPC. If Service Electric is a public utility, we must then determine whether certification is prohibited by Pennsylvania's VoIP Freedom Act. Upon review, Service Electric transmits and conveys intrastate wireline voice communications utilizing IP technology, and it is paid by its customers to do so. As such, it is a public utility under Pennsylvania law. However, I believe we are prohibited from granting a CPC to Service Electric under the VoIP Freedom Act. Granting certification results in the imposition of numerous regulatory compliance obligations on Service Electric. In my view, such a result equates to regulating or having the effect of regulating the rates, terms, and conditions of Service Electric's VoIP service, and ostensibly is prohibited by the Act. Moreover, granting certification would seem to conflict with the General Assembly's declaration in the Act that it does not support imposing market entry requirements on VoIP service providers. For this reason, Service Electric's application should be denied. However, the denial should be tentative. Before issuing a final decision on the merits, I believe it is in the public interest to provide an opportunity for interested parties to comment on Service Electric's application. Therefore, I move that the application of Service Electric Cable TV, Inc. for a certificate of public convenience filed at the above-captioned docket is tentatively denied consistent with this motion. The Bureau of Technical Utility Service prepare a tentative order consistent with this motion. The Secretary's Bureau duly certify the tentative order in this manner, in this matter, and deposit it in the Legislative Reference Bureau for publication in the Pennsylvania Bulletin. And fourth, within 30 days after the date of the tentative order is published in the Pennsylvania Bulletin, interested parties may file comments concerning the application of Service Electric Cable TV, Inc., filed at the above captioned docket. Reply comments will be due within 15 days thereafter. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Coleman. You have heard the motion of Vice Chairman Coleman. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on the motion? I do have discussion on the motion, comments to be placed on the record. I ask that my comments be spread upon a record as if I read them in their entirety, and I will abbreviate my comments. In its application, the company, SEC TV, avers that it has been providing service, voice service, as an interconnected voice over internet protocol, or VoIP, service provider, and it will continue to provide a local exchange service to future customers via its interconnected VoIP network. VoIP technology allows customers to use an internet connection to make and receive voice phone calls while also receiving internet and data services. With the rise of broadband, VoIP has become the definitive choice for phone service for consumers and businesses alike. Interconnected VoIP service may be nomadic or fixed. For the reasons set in my statement, and which I entered into the record, I agree that this matter should be put out for public comment. However, I disagree that we should tentatively deny a request for a certificate of public convenience. I encourage the public and interested stakeholders to comment on these observations and any others during the comment and reply period. So in the interim, for these reasons, I concur in result only. Any further discussion on this, on the matter as the motion being offered to this case? I apologize for the confusion. Hearing none, on the matter as offered by Vice Chairman Coleman's motion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Mine is a aye, concurring in result only. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0, noting that I am concurring in result only. And on the matter as amended, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 3-0, once again noting that I am concurring in result only.
Turning to page 15. It is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page 15, beginning with the petition of the Borough of Hanover Municipal Water Works, and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 16 and both items on page 17, ending the omnibus with the security certificate filed by the Duquesne Light Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Yes. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 18 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 18, beginning with the petition filed by Boomerang Wireless LLC, doing business as NTouch Wireless, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 19, ending the omnibus with the petition filed by Windstream Communications.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Bowman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chair Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 20 and matters presented by Chief Administrative Law Judge Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Gould's recommended decision in the rate proposal of the PECO Energy Company's Electric Division.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Ullman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? I do have a statement to place upon the record, and I will read it in its entirety. Before the Commission is the joint petition for settlement in the base rate case filed by PECO Energy Company Electric Division. PECO and the settling parties proposed inclusion of additional programs to support electric vehicle or EV charging infrastructure in the company's territory. The Commission has previously approved a time of use default service option and a fast charging pilot to support EVs in the PECO territory. The settlement here proposes two new programs that would bolster the company's portfolio of various EV support programs. First, PECO and the settling parties propose a transit charging program aimed at supporting electrification of public transportation such as buses. The transit charging program will incentivize investment in public transportation electrification by offsetting the upfront charges or costs for necessary charging infrastructure. Program participants will be required to provide PECO with detailed usage information. The total budget is allocated at $1 million. As well, the settling parties propose a Level 2 charging program, or L2 program, aimed at offsetting the investment costs of charging for commercial and industrial customers such as public charging, fleet charging, bus charging, multi-unit dwelling charging, and workplace charging. The L2 program will vary in its incentives based on the charging site, with up to $3,000 per port available in environmental justice areas and up to $2,000 per port available in the remainder of PECO's territory. Again, program participants will be required to provide PECO with detailed usage information. The L2 program has an aggregate incentive budget cap of $500,000. Finally, the settlement also includes an EV education and outreach program to increase customer knowledge of the company's various EV offerings. I believe the electric utilities play a key role in supporting the prudent development of the EV marketplace. I am confident the measures highlighted here will support EV growth while informing PECO on load profile changes and EV infrastructure investment demand. To that end, I commend PECO and the settling parties for the inclusion of these programs. Any further comments on this case? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Continuing on page 20, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Vero's recommended decision in the rate proposal filing of the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority for water, wastewater, and stormwater.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Holman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning now to the carry-in. On the carry-in agenda, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 1 of the carry-in, beginning with the compliance filing of Just Energy Solutions, doing business as Just Energy, and continuing and ending the omnibus motion on page 2 of the carry-in with the compliance filing of Hudson Energy Services, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Holman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Before we entertain a motion to adjourn, I do want to acknowledge, the Commission wants to acknowledge and join our country in recognizing veterans as we do each year on November 11th. Unfortunately, with our schedule for public meetings, we were not able to do it until this meeting. But it is a time to celebrate and honor our nation's servicemen and women in the armed forces of the United States. It's also a time to acknowledge the many sacrifices that they must make. So today, I would like to recognize the many men and women of our Public Utility Commission who have served or are serving in our armed forces. We are proud of our many PUC employees who have answered the call of duty. We recently sent an email to all employees seeking information on those who served or are currently serving. Thank you to those who responded. They included the following, some of whom have served in more than one branch of our armed forces and National Guard. We had 8 members of the U.S. Marine Corps, 11 members of the U.S. Army, 6 members of the U.S. Air Force, 7 members of the Pennsylvania Army National Guard, 3 members of the U.S. Navy, 1 member of the New Jersey National Guard, and 1 member of the U.S. Army National Guard. I wish to recognize one of my fellow commissioners as being part of that amazing list as well, Commissioner Ralph Unora. We want to thank you for your service in the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. And to all of you, we thank you for your service to our country, and we salute you. As we finish the recognition of our veterans here at the Commission for Veterans Day, I just want to thank everyone for joining us for the PUC's public meeting today. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Holman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, a second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.